Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning for the morning interview, I have Caitlin Blaisdell and Katie Riley here from the Sitka Conservation Society, talking about a wonderful fall tradition we have here in Sitka, the Wild Foods Potluck, coming up this weekend. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
And you have a theme for the Wild Foods Potluck, things to think about as we gather together in this. Well, this is definitely, dinner party time of year where everyone kind of turns in and remembers all the friends and wonderful people they have here in the community and not all the manic energy we've spent outside this summer. What is the theme for this year's Wild Foods Potluck?
Yeah. Thank you, Erin. So this year, the theme is public lands are blank. And that blank is really intentional. It's making people think about what public lands mean to them, what their connection to public lands is. And we've been asking people to share that with us. So people are sending in photos of how they connect with and engage on public land. And it's been really fun to see the different connections that people express, be it ancestral homelands, be it joy, hiking, sustenance, livelihoods. This is something that's really impactful for all of us who live here in Southeast Alaska. So many of our livelihoods and our experiences are derived here on the Tongass National Forest.
How exciting to see the myriad ways that people connect with that and probably ways you didn't even expect.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun. Specifically, one of our subsistence class students talked about being here in Sitka, and she was a Mount Edgecombe student, and just that connection to public land, actually taking her back to her homeland and her traditional practices and how that connected her through her family and through food and through land all at the same time. And that was a really beautiful reflection to hear.
That's cool. Yeah, I think that the connection with food, too, is very important, because if there's anything that always can connect people, it's food, of something that so many people have core memories of either making it, eating it. And then here it's with people being so much more connected to how that food comes about, is the going out and the gathering it and that first initial step to the whole food making process.
And the sharing of it,
yes.
Which is, one of the parts I think that is so important about Sitka, about Klingit'ani, and about what we do at the Wild Foods Potluck, is really all of that harvesting, all of that hard work, all of that connection that people put into their food, and making sure that these resources are going to be around for future generations. We do that through the sharing of this food, and so that's really what the Wild Foods Potluck is all about, bringing together people to share in the bounty of this place and give gratitude and build community, make new friends, see old friends, and really connect with one another as we go into these dark months.
Yeah, so for folks who might be new into town or maybe haven't been around in Sitka for this time of year, in a nutshell, what is the Wild Foods Potluck all about? Obviously, it contains wild foods and it's a potluck to share, but what's the history behind it, and what are folks encouraged to bring with them?
Yeah, the history behind it, I think every year we're like, what number is this? And we don't know. The Wild Foods Potluck has been going on forever, well over 20 years. I think it probably started pretty small and has grown into a massive community event. So we welcome usually upwards of 250 to 300 people every year. And it is a chance for the Sitka Conservation Society to really give thanks to everyone for all of the effort that people put into, sharing their skills with our youth through the 4-H program, sharing their artwork with us, supporting our programs that we do throughout town, and obviously contributing your voices to protect, the lands, the waters, the resources that make this place so special. So we take this as an opportunity to share some community voices with you. We'll have a young student from that subsistence class presenting. We're very excited to welcome him. And we'll be talking about a bit of our work throughout the year. And then we'll be enjoying a wonderful meal. We have Gretchen Stelzenmuller again, who is going to be making us a great base meal. And then, of course, the community comes in with some very exciting, foods of their own. And so we were just talking earlier in the studio about what we're most excited to eat. And I'm reflecting on one year the JVs made just like a massive tray of these coconut encrusted prawns that were so good. Sea lion summer sausage was a huge highlight. smoked black cod tips and mashed potatoes. If you want to try the broadest array of smoked salmon in a single place, this is where you come.
Yes.
And just it's a great place to, you know, showcase what you like to make and maybe old family recipes or new things that you're mm-hmm. trying, and also get inspiration, right? Like, we're all looking for inspiration as we go into dinner party season. So if you want to be inspired by what folks are whipping up with local, indigenous, traditional, hunted, harvested, grown, gathered, fished foods, anything like that, this is the place to be this weekend.
So, it doesn't necessarily have to be another main course. If you have berries from this still like in your freezer from this season and you want to make a blueberry pie, or if you're interested in making an appetizer to share,
soup, anything. It's great soup season. We have a whole soup table. If you're a big baker and you want to share some bread, people really make a whole array of things. So anything that you can dream up, we would love to have it.
I will say the Wild Foods Potluck was one of the original events that I attended here in Sitka when I came almost 14 years ago as an AmeriCorps Vista, and I am still thinking about the wild blueberry cobbler. these dishes will stick with you.
Like you're saying, an excellent way to build community through the commonality, the joy of food, and sharing stories on where this food came from and connecting back with the land itself. Since this is part of the annual meeting for the Conservation Society, I guess the kind of entertainment of the evening will be presentations on from the students from that subsistence class, and I guess hearing some of the highlights of what the Conservation Society has been up to this year, and not with spreadsheets and tables. It's going to be I'm assuming
riveting speeches from SCS staff.
Well, and then knowing we have an amazing photographer in the studio right now with Caitlin, probably putting together a pretty stunning visual array of what's going representation of what the myriad work you guys have been doing this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So someone we're excited to host at the Wild Foods Potluck this year is going to be Stephen Laurie. So you might have been able to attend his show at the Pioneer Bar this summer. So this thing we call the Ocean, but he is coming back with a set of 15 new pieces that he painted at Sea Pony Farm, which is Sitka Conservation Society's creative retreat and field station up near Pelican. But this show is entitled The Gift of Wild Foods. Mm. So as you're enjoying these wild foods, you can take in these beautiful scenes that Steve has created. And along with that, we're going to have a slideshow going on in the background that's going to be visual expression of the work that we've been doing all year long, as well as photos that community members have sent in and shared with us to show how they make this connection with public lands and what it really means to them. So if you're interested in sending in photos, I would love to see these and share in our community slideshow. So you can email them to me at caitlin@sitkawild.org, and that is caitlin@sitkawild.org.
Excellent. For some of the, I guess, some of the highlights you've been doing, this is everything from, you're saying, like, from the work being done at that creative retreat, the Sea Pony Farm in Pelican. You were saying before we went on air of like this was the biggest year yet for the Fish to Schools program. There's been a lot of great wins in and amongst some of the other new trials that we've had facing public lands.
Yeah, the Fish to Schools program is awesome, especially because this is the first year that the school district has done in-house cooking. They took that program under their control, so it's been great to bring a lot of fish towards that and make sure that our youth have access to this awesome nutritional resource that grows right here in our backyard of our ocean. And the other things that we've done is increase the productivity of the Pacific High Garden. And so they're doing some amazing work over there, growing out of the greenhouse that was just built. And we are currently constructing the learning shelter out of young growth timber that was shipped up from Petersburg this summer. And so this is a great way to see all of these projects come together and really go towards building this awesome, visual campus that celebrates wild foods and also hands-on learning opportunities, mm-hmm. For Sitka's youth. right there in the Pacific High Garden Complex. And some other things that we're really excited to celebrate are the opening of the Sea Pony Press. So in addition to all of the great artwork that folks like Steve Laurie have done up in Pelican this year, we got the old printing presses going that Eric Beeler and his wife Pam used to steward up there. And so this is probably the most remote printing press potentially in the world, hauled up on King Tides and old railway tracks. And so there's some really beautiful artwork coming out of there that we're excited to share as well. And then, of course, updates on Tongass policy and all of the things that folks care about. There's so many Sikkins who have, you know, contributed their voices and their ideas to talk about what's important to them, from subsistence management to recreation infrastructure to, you know, how we steward our forest and what we use it for. And so we'll be giving some updates on all of the policy developments around the roadless rule and the Tongass land management plan, and really thanking Sikkins for, using their voices to speak out. It's so important to be involved in the stewardship of our public lands, and we're really grateful to everyone who has taken the time to do that.
Awesome. Yeah, so this weekend is, a celebration of the wild foods, the public lands, and all the people here in the community who live here and celebrate this wonderful place. It's a pretty cool thing to look forward to this weekend. So for the nitty-gritties of it, it's taking place this Sunday, November 16th, at Harrigan Centennial Hall. What's the time frame for the potluck?
Yeah, if you are bringing a dish, we ask that you come at 5 o'clock. That's when doors open, and we can set up the tables and display your beautiful creations. And then the buffet line will start around 5:30.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll be having blessing and welcoming remarks, and then our program begins after everyone has got a plate and is settled.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to share about the Wild Foods Potluck, getting some ideas going for folks if they need some little kickstart on the kitchen creativity for things to bring this weekend. Again, Caitlin Blaisdell and Katie Riley here from the Sitka Conservation Society for the Wild Foods Potluck happening this weekend. Again, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you. We'll hopefully see you there.